Hey, how's it going? TJ here along with Melissa.
Hi.
You are listening to The Funny Thing About Parenting, and I bet you know that because you clicked on it.
That's the funny thing about listening to podcasts.
You are in the driver's seat. You're in full control. And we appreciate you choosing us. Thanks for hanging out with us. We choose you.
Right.
We're choosing each other.
Yes, we've talked about this before. It's like we're just hanging out, having our morning coffee right now or evening wind down.
And you are doing it with us. So put yourself in our living room. And we're just hanging out, AKA our studio, our living room, our house. Thanks for being with us, and we hope you're having a great week. Hopefully you're listening to this and you have a little me time right now. Maybe you're in the car driving. Maybe you are on a nice little walk, wherever you might be. Melissa and I are here to just help you feel normal. We are a couple of parents who are less than experts.
Less than stellar.
That's what we always say on the Disney World is Awesome podcast. Yes. Shameless plug, me and a couple buddies. We always say we're not experts. We just love talking about it. I guess in some ways we're kind of the same.
Yeah. Yep.
So today, are we diving in? Are we just going to dive right in?
We're diving
maybe,
in.
Maybe a little precursor to today's topic. Titled, This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things.
Mm-hmm. A memory popped up the other day of the infamous hole in the wall.
And it
just made me giggle in delight. Our middle child, Tenley, and our firstborn, Teddy, were bonding and they wanted to like talk through their walls, their bedroom walls. And we're like, haha, yeah, that's cute. No, we're not going to put holes on the wall. And then
they wanted a window. They wanted to create a window because their walls, is the wall that divides their room. So they wanted a window so they could communicate nonstop.
Yeah.
And we thought that's crazy.
Yeah. And then one day I went in to like change Tenley's sheets or something or like do something. And I just noticed like this like almost like sawdust like material all over her bed. And I was like, what is this? And then I kind of trailed it up the wall. And behind a picture that was taped on the wall was a probably bigger than a golf ball sized hole, perfectly round, perfectly drilled into the wall.
She had created a hole herself, took matters into her own hands using the metal part of a beautiful little bow that she had for her hair.
It was a beautiful Cinderella bow and that lit up.
She Shawshanked her way through the wall, and that hole 2 years later is still there, and there's a piece of paper covering it. And I always said, I'm going to just turn that into some kind of a sliding door. Teddy tried to jab a hole in his wall on the other side in his closet. They didn't quite do the math right. It doesn't match up. But that is a perfect precursor to today's episode because kids ruin things.
Yeah, they do.
We have four of them, and kids, that is. Many more things that have been ruined. But the reason that we have been thinking about how kids and dogs and pets just ruin things is because we are a decade into parenting, and it's been about 10 years since we've bought any new furniture. Mm-hmm. And kind of a common thing is for parents to not really worry. Don't worry about your furniture, your carpet. Wait until the kids get a little bit older before you get anything half decent. Mm-hmm. Because they're just going to trash it anyway is kind of the thing, right?
Right.
But we thought we're going to roll the dice.
We want to like be grown-ups. I feel like we've been like living a dorm life kind of, you know, like just dealing with our stuff. And we kind of want to get some stuff that we like that looks nice.
The couches that we have are falling apart a little bit. It's not You wouldn't, just by looking, like you wouldn't notice it, but
because sit, they're dark.
You sit on a couch cushion and the spring is like pushing through, and you wouldn't be able to see it because it's underneath the fabric, but they're just starting to kind of wear and tear. And we thought, okay, we're doing it. We're going to invest in some nice furniture. And might it be a mistake? I don't know. It's ordered. The order has been placed. It hasn't arrived yet. And it's very possible that within 2 weeks of having new furniture, somebody will
get the stomach flu.
They'll go potty.
Or you know,
they'll spill things.
or I will spill.
And we'll explain why we don't think that we care towards the end of this episode. But we asked on Instagram, what things, what nice things have your kids ruined? And boy, oh boy, did you come through, because everybody has had some kind of a story of something somewhat nice being ruined by their children. And we don't hold any bitterness against kids, because this is what kids do. Yeah. How many things did I ruin as a kid?
Right.
So many.
Yeah.
Melissa, you've got the,
oh, yeah, sure,
the list in front of you. Why don't you walk us through some of these?
There are lots of like living room type of furniture, so that makes me a little nervous. One kid hit with a golf ball, a golf club, and broke the TV and the dining room table and broke all the chairs.
Wow.
Or hitting with a golf club, I would say. They weren't hitting a ball. They literally just went
taking
through.
Just some dry cuts in the living
through,
room?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did he let go of the club?
I don't know.
My brother and sister-in-law have had, I think they've had a couple of TVs shattered. Mm-hmm. Because of some really strong arms out of toddlers.
Yeah. We had a glass coffee table once, and that got broke, I think, during like a wrestling dance party time.
Our kids kind of see everything in our house as a trampoline.
Yeah.
As well, whether it's a soft service or a hard service. So, That's a note.
At Ariane said that her middle child unplugged the freezer to plug in a printer. They really needed to print this thing. They thought, oh, here's an outlet.
So
everything
sad.
In the freezer.
All the frozen pizza, no longer frozen.
Right. At Oil Wishes said that her kids put black marks all over the baseboards from ramming the vacuum into it. I feel like we do that as adults.
Yeah, and we have white baseboards too. I guess when I really look at it, we do have a lot of marks on the baseboards. Who cares?
Yeah. One kid
we'll
wrote
repaint
with
those
a,
one day. Someday we'll repaint those.
One kid wrote with a black Sharpie all over the cupboards, "I love Mom." I mean, that's kind of nice.
That's nice. Black Sharpie. That's a little tough to deal with. That's not going to wash off.
We have a wall in our kitchen that is just covered in like pen and pencil and all these markings. Like it at one point was like, oh, we'll measure the kids' heights here. That's cute.
Well, I think they decided that. We didn't. They took it upon themselves. And the measurings are suspect at best. There's no way our kids are that tall.
No.
On their
bedroom doors. Is this what you're going to say? There's like Sharpie, like
no, not Sharpie. Just
rule.
Pencil. Yeah.
No boys allowed.
Just on the white door. No big deal. Okay, yeah. But at least they did it with pencil.
There's some marker every now and then up there.
Awesome. Okay, yeah. So we've got doors, TVs. I'm surprised we haven't heard a fireplace story yet.
No, that's my like fear. Whenever the kids are dancing and wrestling over by the fireplace, I'm more worried that they're going to hurt themselves, which there are a lot of comments here, like their hair.
Kids giving themselves haircuts?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then lots of, someone else cut the hair too much. Someone at Mama McQuire, her kid etched the outline of a shark into the paint of her car.
Oh, cool. That's a nice decal.
Yeah.
Yeah, cars is another thing. I didn't even think about that. Of course kids ruin cars.
Yeah.
Our old, we got rid of it now, but we had a 2007 minivan that we drove for several years, and it was starting to fall apart. But on top of it falling apart, our kids added some decor to it. On the inside of the roof of the minivan, there was bright orange marker all the way from the back to the front. That was nice. I think that was a middle child illustration. Mm-hmm. And there were a few other nice things too. My parents had a van. I don't think they have it in their, they have a new van now, but in their old van they had stickers. Stickers on windows, they're harder to get off. I mean, there were so many of them, and it was just covered. It was like, I feel bad for the next owner of that van.
Yep.
There's no way. I tried Goo Gone, and that didn't even work.
Yeah. They also stuck, like, didn't they shove, like, quarters in her CD player? Or was that ours? It was theirs, your parents' van.
It might have been ours, too.
Yeah, maybe ours, too. Add Another Crazy Day said her grandson put a firecracker in the toilet just to see what would happen.
Oh my goodness. Incredible.
I kind of want to see what would happen now too. It kind of sounds fun.
Oh man.
Another middle child flushed the mom's wedding ring down the toilet.
Oh boy. Yikes.
Yeah.
Well, did she leave it on the sink?
Yeah, there's you know, you can't leave those things around. Some kids jumped upstairs, which made a downstairs light fixture fall and shatter. So there is no level that is safe.
Just like the weight of...
Just the jumping and falling on the ceiling. Yeah. Caused a rumble.
Oh, I see.
And so like a chandelier fell.
From the floor underneath.
Yes.
I see. I got it. Okay. Yikes.
Yeah.
Must not have been secured all that well.
Right.
Although with the wrestling matches in our house, I see how that can happen. Doesn't take much.
At Sharang, her son decapitated one of the wise men from the nativity by swinging his car key lanyard.
Yeah, that's going to happen. That's going to happen. No wise men are safe underneath the Christmas
tree. Right. The nativity scenes are not safe from children.
No. If you have ceramic, you just have some super glue nearby. Our youngest, Winnie, ruined our piano. We have an old upright piano. It used to be at my grandparents' house. And she just, I don't even know how she did it, but the sharp keys, the black keys on the piano, she ripped three or four of them off of the piano, and I super glued all of them back on. I thought, great, problem solved. 2 days later, those same exact keys were all ripped off once again.
And this is why grandfather's piano.
It's fixable, but this is why we don't have nice things.
Another one said that a Christmas decoration that her great grandpa made, it lived through two families before her children killed it.
Ooh.
Another one said new carpet, bucket of blue paint.
You're kidding me, paint?
They panicked and ran through it. Blue footprints everywhere.
No. So the paint is spilled and
they're like,
And then there's a trail of paint with footprints. That's tough to swallow. Paint doesn't just come out.
No. We did have, remember our garage?
Yeah,
and Tenley and her little friends.
I have there's a few spots on our garage floor that are now just like it's Picasso. It's Picasso art.
Yeah,
I had it was like Crayola paint though, so I thought it was going to be washable, but it didn't really come out. Maybe it wasn't actually washable, but they dumped all of these different colors in piles while I was at work one day. This was in the summer. I came home. And they were so excited to show me. They were like 6 or 7 years old at the time. You have to see. Look at our beautiful artwork. And I was like, okay, I'll be inside in just a second. They're like, no, it's right here. I get out of my car on the driveway, walk into the garage, and there are these like 4 foot wide blotches of paint all over the garage, different colors. They each had their own area. And my first instinct was shock and frustration, and then within a matter of a few seconds, I just appreciated it. I was like, this is amazing. Hold on, let me get my phone out. I have to get this on video. And now, if it were on the inside carpet, it'd be a different story, though.
I still hope they got a video of it, though.
Trying to
remember. In the moment, it's terrible, but
I'm trying to think of something that I ruined as a kid. I'm sure there were many things. We would play, you know, baseball in the backyard. Eventually, when we started breaking windows, my dad handed us a wiffle ball, and I've never turned back since. I still play wiffle ball with our kids to this day. Any other good ones? I know there are a lot.
There's
of good
a lot
ones
of
there.
Like, you know, my functioning memory, going out to eat at restaurants, just kind of like lifestyle, my ability to sneeze. I relate to that one.
Ooh,
my body.
Yep.
Being just, able to go to the bathroom, you know, things
just
like that.
Sanity, just yeah. Okay, function, body functions, and sanity.
Yeah,
that makes sense. What would you say is the reason we are deciding to get new furniture? Then, given all of this,
I know,
our kids are
I'm
just gonna
nervous.
They're gonna ruin it all anyway.
Right.
We're just adding stress. What are we thinking?
Well, what did like the person who was helping us pick out the furniture? Which this is. Also, just a good sales tactic on her part.
She's totally sold us on.
She was
on
like,
this.
She was older with like adult children, and she's like, you know what? Like you, all these young parents are too scared to get nice things because they have kids and they're going to ruin it. But then once they're in middle school, they have their friends over and they're eating Cheetos and they're having pizza and they have all their friends over. And then when they get older, it's the same. And when they're adults, they bring over their dogs and their kids. And it's just like this ongoing cycle of reasons why not to get what you want or why you should be nervous. So her point was kind of like, just get what you want.
Which I totally resonate. I was like, basically what you're saying is, and again, she was selling furniture, so I applaud her because I was actually like, you know what? You're right. Don't wait until the perfect scenario to do something that you know that you want to do. Now, buying things and having nice things versus like not nice things, I think that's less of the point of why I resonated with it. I just think it was, I like the mindset. Don't wait until the perfect scenario to get, you know, to do something that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I think, and she didn't say this, but to me, it's more about the mindset. It's like, okay, we don't need beautiful, nice, expensive furniture necessarily, but we do want furniture. We do hang out in our living room a whole lot, and we want it to be a cozy space. We have four kids. We want there to be enough seating, and we just want it to be a place that, like, it's comfortable to hang mm-hmm. because that's what we value. We value hanging out as a family, having people over. So instead of thinking like, okay, we need to have plastic furniture.
Right.
That we're not really worried about. Instead of that, it's more about our mindset. It's like, well, okay, let's get something that helps us have a nice cozy space. Let's not go out of our minds with like what we're going to be spending or anything like that. But instead of worrying so much about, okay, this, since it's new furniture, we need it to be protected and we need to really be worried about it. It's changing the mindset to basically our expectation is new furniture or not, mm-hmm. these kids are going to spill on it. You're going to spill on it. I'm going to spill on it. A dog's going to pee on it.
Mm-hmm.
And a kid's going to jump on
it. But we're going to have fun.
It's fine. It's fine. It's not, we're not going to completely trash it. Things are washable mm-hmm. for the most part. Obviously, we've just learned that some things are not washable.
Right.
We'll try to keep the paint away from it.
Right.
But I think that's a good mindset.
Yeah.
You just got to kind of flip your expectation. Like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Don't expect it to be perfect. Yeah, you gave me a pep talk before we had like 40 people over for Christmas. You're like, if things break, it's okay. If things get messed up, it's okay. Like we hold no sentimental value to these things in our house except for like it's a space where we can create memories. And if things break along the way, It's yeah, okay.
Totally. Who cares? Expect it. Expect it to happen.
Isn't the worst, so though, what? When your kid breaks something at someone else's house?
Yes.
That's like a different level of
oh my gosh,
pain.
Good friends of ours, we were hanging out with them like, I don't know, a year or two ago, and all the kids were playing in the basement, the unfinished basement. Mm-hmm. The only thing nice down there, literally, was like the windows. Mm-hmm. Everything else was just like up for grabs. There were toys everywhere. It's like the perfect place to just send the kids. And of course, the window ended up...
A ball was thrown
A window
something.
Ended up breaking.
Which just is, shattered, yeah.
Which is the worst. But at the end of the day, and I applaud our friend who was just like, it was his house. And he was like, oh, okay. Okay, that's okay. Let's clean it up. We can fix it. It's okay. It's all right. Mm-hmm. Nobody's hurt. Right. Which I was like, man, I would have been a lot more frustrated in the moment if I were you. But it happens. Who cares?
Yep.
So that's it. That's kind of, yeah, that's our only thought. This is why we can't have nice things. Maybe so we can have nice things.
You can have nice things. And it's just all about how you think about it.
Just expect them to break.
You can't have perfect things. Get comfy.
Who cares?
Get messy. Whatever.
That's what we're all about. That's what we're all about.
Good luck to all of us.
This is why you can have nice things. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for hanging out with us. That's the episode for today. Thanks for joining us as always. We'll see you right back here next week on The Funny Thing About Parenting.